There you go.
Clapping. I don't like it. Wow. I was going to say that's like before sex with my wife, but that's not true. Alrighty, sorry. Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for coming out to PEP's first of an ongoing symposium series. Something that members of the PEP community and the Philadelphia poetry community at large, we've been talking about doing this for a while, and I think we're kind of bubbling with excitement to kind of get going and to discuss various things. Just want to first thank, in particular, Deborah Morgan, Courtney Bambrick, Quincy Scott Jones, and Francesca Costanzo, who originally we got together to discuss the idea of the panel and to come up with people and ideas to begin with. So, as you can see, unfortunately two panelist members are missing currently. We do have one on the way, and the other one, I hope he's on the way. So we apologize for that, and hopefully they will join us. So I'm Adam Mayora, and I'm the head of PEP. I'm not going to say much more about myself, but I am going to talk about Philadelphia poetry just for about 2 minutes and then introduce the panelists. Where was I? Okay, so PEP, we officially started about a year ago, it was a year this month, in October, in particular to connect poets and artists of all walks of life, of all aesthetics, of all schools of thought. And we basically wanted to make sure that there was a venue and a forum for just the amount of diversity that there is in Philadelphia poetry, and also for them to get together, because we often feel that they're separate communities, and they don't often interact with each other. So that was kind of the intention of PEP, so to speak. So, we also want to make sure that we acknowledge that, you know, the members of this panel, including the ones that are missing, don't necessarily represent everybody in Philadelphia poetry. We know that. And we're going to do symposiums once a month, so we hope that we constantly have new voices and new people representing what that means. Hopefully each symposium will unravel some sort of new mystery for us. So, we hope to evolve, revolt, explore, create, suffer, and inspire together up here, and to dialogue in a way. And I think that's all I'm going to say right now. So I'm going to introduce the panelists. Let's sit before you.